Well, Damien, Division 3 of the All County Football League, and up and running. Most teams have four games played. How are things shaping up?
Yeah, all teams, I suppose, are looking into their fifth game of the league this weekend, Tom. And you know, you have to say in the early days, it's looking very much like Killybegs are going to be the pace setters in it. They're four wins from four, and you know, I suppose in many respects, that's no great surprise. They've been an established Division 2 and the Division 1 team before that, so it's they were relegated last year. A lot of complaints from them about the unavailability of Hugh McFadden and Owen Ban Gallagher to their team, and that's what contributed to their relegation. They're down in Division 3 now, but they're going to go straight back up. I mean, Bord played them on the Easter Sunday. They played them on the Easter weekend, and just they were a step above all the other teams that we've seen in Division 3, actually not alone this year, but for a couple of years. Like, they're very physically imposing, they're very well organised, and in Hugh McFadden, they've got one of the best club footballers in the county in all the divisions. Like, the way that McFadden dominates the club game is a sight to behold, to be honest. He's worth three men to them. He's playing in midfield, he's taking frees, he drops back in the second half if they're trying to defend the lead. He's organising the team on the field, he's calling the switches. He's just a phenomenal player at club level. Like, and you know, anyone watching the game, even if they've never seen a game of Gaelic football in their life, would be able to pick out that this guy is something special. So tremendous leadership from him for his team. They're going straight back up. In my view, it'll be very hard to see them not doing it. I know they'll lose them now in a few weeks' time when the inter-county thing starts, but themselves, Red Hughes, Mavilla and Buncrana are the teams with the county players in Division 3, and they go into kind of a little mini-league where they're all playing amongst themselves for the following six games. But as long as Killybegs get through that, they'll go straight back up again, in my view, Tom.
And tell me, who are the chasing pack? Who are the ones, I suppose, some of the teams you mentioned there are in the reckoning as well?
Red Hughes have done, really well this year. They've the three wins, the 6 points on the board so far. Like, you know, they've shot some McKelvey, I think. So
he's back managed them there.
Like, he has them very organised. They're very defensive, and then they play the counter-attacking game, and obviously with Damien Brown as well there, accurate as ever from the frees. You know, they're able to punish teams that concede frees. So they're sitting up in second place in the league, and Mavilla sitting in third with 5 points, two wins and a draw. So, those are that's it early, but look, it's so early in the season, it's hard to say. Other teams in there that, should be in with a shout, the likes of Buncrana, they've two wins and two defeats on the board after the first four games, and Fannett have a similar thing, it's somewhere, we're all playing for second place against Killybegs would be my view of it. And then towards the bottom, Narasa have yet to pick up any points, and my own club Bord haven't picked up any points in both those clubs. They've played the four games so far.
Bord, a little surprising, isn't it, given the great run last year? Maybe there was a huge disappointment that they went down, but certainly they had done so well in terms of the championship last year.
Aye, that's it, I suppose. Winning the intermediate champion in 2016 and then getting to the quarterfinals of the senior championship last year. Bord would have been expecting more, for sure. It's just been a very poor start to the season for them. There's been a change of management there. Ron McLaughlin has stepped aside. Manus McGowan has come in, and he's been assisted by Mel O'Donnell, and they're trying to do something maybe slightly different from what Ronan done, and it's taken a wee bit of time for that to wed in. And on top of that as well, we've lost a couple of kind of key players from our team from the last couple of years, so we're missing a wee bit of scoring power there. The likes of Paul McHugh and Conor Harkin, Christy McDermott, they're out of the country. They're not available to us. Mark Coyle's playing with Finn Harps at the moment. That's four of the five top scorers that we've had over the last couple of seasons. So, we're just lacking a wee bit of scoring power. But, look, it'll come right for them eventually. Whether it comes right this weekend against Convoy or not remains to be seen. But it'll come right for them, because back in 2016, when Ronan came in first as the manager, I remember we lost of our first seven Division 3 league games, we had six defeats and one draw, and then went on that run then to the Intermediate Championship and hardly lost a league game after it. So, as long as they stick together, which they are doing, and they pull together, they should theoretically be all right. But at the moment, the league table doesn't look too pretty for them.
I suppose, and you summed it up there, really. Bord have become something of a championship team, haven't they?
They really have, actually. And the irony of that, Tom, being is that all through their history, they were a hopeless championship team, and really were always focused on the league since we kind of reformed back in the mid-80s and entered the All-County League. Up until 2011, we'd never won a Donegal championship. Ronan McLaughlin was the manager when they won the junior championship in 2011, and was back again to win the the intermediate championship in 2016. So we're kind of hopeful 5 years on, 2021, we might get him back and still be in the senior championship at that time, because he seems to have the Midas touch. But yeah, they've become very much a big team, or a big championship team. Like, and look, you'd probably, you know, that intermediate win for us was phenomenal. As I said, we'd so little championship success that to be able to do something like that was phenomenal for the club. But at the same time, you'd really want to be getting your league performances and getting up into that division too. But looking a bit far. It's such a bad start to the season. It's looking like it's nearly out of reach already.
Yeah. And you're going into that period as well, probably, where you're going to lose some players to the county hurling team as well.
The county hurling is they're playing in the Record Cup on more or less on the same schedule nearly as the county football team this year. So on the 13th of May, when Donegal's playing Cavan, the hurlers will have played the day beforehand. So actually, that there's no club game scheduled for that weekend, so that's going to fall not so bad for us. Actually, the hurley thing this year, ironically, hasn't been too bad for us, because the April month free for club players has actually applied at the hurling level as well, and the players have been available to us. In most years for the last, 15, 20 years, whatever, there would have been quite a number of National Hurling League. Indeed, even in recent years, they've even thrown in a couple of rounds of the Ulster Championship, and maybe a Record Cup game could have all been played in April. We've had a clear run at it, and still we haven't put the results up. But it has. We've definitely had more access to our county hurlers this year than in previous years. But we will struggle a wee bit in May with that, when boys will be missing. I think they play on the 13th, the 12th, and they play again on the 19th in the hurling. So, you know, on the 19th or the 20th, when we're playing a club football match, we'll be without some of our county hurlers. And they will advance. Look, that Donegal hurling team, Tom, they're going to win the Record Cup, like, I don't think.
Certainly, one would expect that they're going to be there or thereabouts anyway.
I would think so, yeah, because if Mickey McCann in there managing the team, like, and Mickey's actually still, he's lining out for us at centre-half-back in the football at the moment as well still. So, but they have that team humming, and the results from the National Hurling League, that win over Down in particular, and the win over Derry as well in O'Donnell Park, but the win over Down in particular, like, is spectacular, the good results, and they won't be facing opposition of that calibre in the Record Cup, I don't think.
Tell me, the standard in Division 3 overall, how is it?
I mean, the standard Division 3 is as much as always is. Kelly Beggs obviously have come down and have strengthened. I think one of the things you'll find, Tom, is that the top teams in Division 3, the teams that are pushing, the top three or four teams in Division 3 should be able to acquit themselves fairly well in Division 2. And I mean, you've seen the last two Division 3 champions of the previous 2 years, Ayrua and Milford, you know, cut a streak through Division 2 and both won promotion to Division 1 then. So I think the standard at the upper end of it is pretty good. You know, down towards the bottom, you know, the likes of ourselves and Narasa and Confi and Eve Altner down there, like, you know, we're not really going to be contending this year for promotion. And some of the teams in Division 4 below us would probably take a look at it and think that they could have a cut at any of us. But I think the top of the division, of Division 3 in particular, is pretty strong. And most of those teams, if they could only get out of Division 3, would be able to acquit themselves fairly well in Division 2.
Anyway, looking, you mentioned you weren't sure if you could resurrect your season against Convoy this weekend. It's the first game we're looking at.
Hi, Bord against Convoy, like, it's on Sunday afternoon now. Look, it's a must-win game for Bord, really, and at this stage of the season, like, that's a bit harder, a bit strange to be thinking, but yeah, it is an absolutely must-win for them. Look,
it's kind of a four-pointer, isn't it?
It's a bit of a four-pointer for us at this stage. Convoy have come up from Division 4 last year, so, you know, they've done really well. They've got some good results on the board, none better probably than their win over Red Hughes on Easter Sunday. They got a draw away to Melville as well, so, you know, they've done really, really well. They'll be coming down to Bort thinking that here's a team that we can have a cut at, and you know, Bort with the experience of playing in the senior championship, but sometimes it feels like you've got a big red target on your back and all these teams just having a cut at you, because they say, look, what the hell are they about? They're in the senior championship and here we are, we're fit for them. So a tricky enough one for Bort, but look, if they lost to Melville last weekend, but they had, I think I counted 12 wides, it was down Coventry for the paper, they had 12 wides. Melville only hit the one, so Bort had created quite a lot of chances and just weren't able to convert them. Look, if they can get a wee bit more clinical in front of the post this weekend, Bort might be able to get their first points of the season on the board.
And Fannad host the pace setters, Kitty Beggs. That should be an interesting one.
That's a really tricky one. Fannad, you know, having a good young team, the management's in there now going into their second year. They've had a kind of bit of a mixed, you know, they've lost away to Convoy as well, I think. So, you know, that's a tricky one. But look, I think Kelly Beggs, they played us on Easter Sunday and they've kind of continued on. And even I hear they had a right battle last weekend as well with Eve Breach, like, and they can play it any way you want it, Kelly Beggs. And they're just going to be... They're going to be too strong. I can't see any other result than the Kelly Beggs one. Look, they're 4-0 and they're going to make it 5-0 on Sunday, I think.
Now, Rossi, you mentioned like Bart Down struggling at the bottom end, and I suppose people looking upon them as one of the sides to one of the favourites to drop at this stage. Their host Red Hughes in Dewey can be a tricky enough venue.
It can, of course, be a tricky venue. Like, and I think that one there might be, you know, maybe one of Narasa's better chances so far this season to get some marks up on. The thing about Red Hughes is that they play so defensively that they don't really rack up big scores. So if the score stays down, you know, any team will always have a chance. Now, Narasa, obviously, we know it's a kind of a peripheral location and numbers are tight there. They don't have a very big squad. I don't think they have a reserve team and haven't had for a number of years. Like, so their, you know, promotion last year was a massive boon and a massive boost to them, but they've just found the going a wee bit tough in Division 3. The home advantage and the fact that Red Hughes don't score an awful lot might help them a wee bit this weekend, but at the same time, it's hard to look past the Killygarden men. You know, I go for an away win there, Tom.
You mentioned Knee Breach as well, a tight battle with Kelly Beggs last weekend. They're at home to Moville this weekend, and Moville are one of the form teams. Danny Murphy seems to be playing well, Kieran Diver, Tony McLennan, I know, missed last week, but I know from speaking to Sean Faulkner, they expect to have him back this weekend.
Yeah, Tony had some concussion issue, so he was sitting out last weekend's game and they would have missed him. But yeah, they've got some fine young players. And they were well worth their win over Bart last weekend. So it's a trip on the road. They're not the best team at travelling, Mavill, like, you know, but and I haven't seen Neve Breach this season yet, like, but it's a hard one to see Mavill getting the result down there. Like, you know, they have been good. They've got Seamus Hegarty and Sean O'Hare on the line there, so a very good management. But it's just gonna be a wee bit tricky for them to go down there and you know, if Neve Breach can get the right response after last weekend's game with Kelly Beggs, you know, they might be able to keep the show on the road for themselves down there. You know, they've got the two wins. It's just their fourth game. Like, you know, this would put them in a very strong position for the league if they can win against Mavill. I think the home advantage might swing it there.
As you mentioned, Buncrana have two wins from four games. Certainly, if they're to be get back into the title race, they need to get something out of their home game against Ní Bualtain.
Yeah, Buncrana have the home game against Ní Bualtain, as you say. Look, they've been a wee bit disappointing. They beat Burt on the first day out, but Burt were reduced to 14 men 10 minutes into that game. Like, so the 15 men eventually in the second half just, you know, had too many legs, too much for them. And they've kind of struggled a wee bit since Buncrana have. But look, it's a home game. It's against Ní Bualtain. The two of them are down there sitting on the same on the 4 points. But Buncrana at home, they have, obviously, they have Keelan McGonigal and Derek O'Connor available to them along with the county squad. They're under new management as well. Malachy McCann's in there. He's got Donald O'Brien, a former the former League of Ireland, Derry City and Finn Harps and player, is in there in the backroom team as well, along with William McLaughlin, the champion boxer. So that's the new management in place there. They're probably feeling their way into the season a wee bit as well. But home advantage and just that little bit of... They've got some very good scoring forwards as well. The Oran Doherty, Oisin Doherty, as well as Derek O'Connor and the likes of John Campbell. They have a good deal of firepower, Buncrana, so you'd have to take them to win at home.